W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, Gaius, and Germanicus, Mark of Laos, is here. We're in Londinium. We are enjoying finding the year of five emperors in 2024. But now we look at, as we must here in the first century AD, the enemy gets a vote. I mentioned Germanicus in no particular order. At the end of last week, the American intelligence community warned the Russians not to send anti-ship missiles to the Houthis, a renegade group in North Yemen who are quite sophisticated about launching strikes against Red Sea shipping with drones, with sea drones, with air drones, and with missiles. Very sophisticated. The warning was because, I'm told, the Russians are concerned that the missiles deployed by NATO to the Ukrainians are capable of striking in Russia, striking infrastructure, striking troop concentrations, striking industries. And so the Russians are warning the Americans, if you give those missiles to the Ukrainians and they use them, we'll give anti-ship missiles to the Houthis and they will use them, and that will constrict global trade. It will damage all of us, but especially the allies in Europe. And the twist then is that the Houthis then launched a drone against Tel Aviv, and that led to a casualty. The Israelis fighting the Gaza war, standing off against the Hezbollah in the north, knowing that Tehran is driving all of these surrogates, launched an airstrike against the port where the Houthis take the missiles in, and set it on fire. That's where we are right now. I mention all this because while the Americans are going through their particular turmoil, the war that we've been told must be contained, otherwise it'll become a wider war, has become a wider war. When the Russians are warning the Americans not to do something in Ukraine that has a consequence in the Red Sea against shipping by name the nation, and the Israelis are striking Yemen, a sovereign territory, the war is wider. My simple question to you, Germanicus, is during the time of the year of four emperors, there was no time to concern themselves with the frontiers, the Rhine, for example. The Rhine legate was involved in looking at Rome. The legate from London was involved in looking at Rome. Is that going on now? Is America completely turned inward? And these, what you'd have to say, reckless decisions made by our adversaries are unchecked.
The better comparison in antiquity, very late antiquity, as a matter of fact, to the situation we may be in now, rather than 69 AD, which was a happy little civil war without any external fears, pressures, or anxieties, the year 602 was a terrifying year. And that was the year that the Emperor Maurice was assassinated by a leading officer of a mutiny in the army. And because Maurice and his five sons were killed wantonly, things fell apart on the eastern border. And Khosrow, who had been raised by Maurice, the Persian, Shah, invaded the Roman Empire and almost brought it to its knees. Therefore, I think we need to address the problem that you raised with that very popular term of art among the American military, namely, the enemy gets a vote. And this was a kind of bête noir term for me when I was teaching strategy at the War College, the Naval War College. And that was, the enemy doesn't get a vote. The enemy is everything, and you are in a relationship with the enemy. And anything the enemy does is something that you need to urgently respond to and should have anticipated. And the fact is that if you think the enemy is simply a player that can insert certain difficulties, you don't understand the actual situation that you inhabit. And I think America's strategic situational awareness is shot because it's based on this existential assumption that was given to us in the anointment that followed the fall of the Soviet Union, namely that we had suddenly become, you know, the divine champion of the Lord's mission on earth, and that in military terms, we were the gods of war. And so this was ratified by the Gulf War in 1991. And ever since, we have lived in a world of fantasy and delusion. And now that the various conflicts that we're involved in are heading south, and the hollowness of American military capability is being exposed everywhere, and in the case of the Houthi, it is demonstrated with the absolute impotence of our sea power. We delivered strikes against the Houthi, and it did nothing, and then we had to withdraw our carrier battle group. Who knows why, but definitely nothing was happening. And Israeli strikes are kind of punitive laying on of the lash, you know, a kind of whip to hurt the Houthi. But, you know, the Houthi, they've already suffered hundreds of thousands of casualties fighting a vengeful Saudi Arabia. And they're in this for the long haul. They're like, I don't know. They're like warriors out of the Iliad. They're not going to be stopped. And so the war hasn't simply widened. It becomes ever intensified. And as we've talked about the war in Ukraine, the actions of NATO have been perfectly clear to Russians that our attempt to bring down Russia using Ukraine as a kind of proxy puppet, which has led to the loss of a million Ukrainian casualties, has done nothing for Russia, to hurt Russia, except to unleash what I've called, you know, 10 years ago, a Russian renovatio. Russia is more confident, more energized, more successful, and more looking forward to a big future than it has been since, oh, I don't know, the 1870s or the 1880s. And we, on the other hand, have brought Europe to a point where it is weak, pusillanimous, fearful, and a kind of albatross around our neck. It's a paradox that beggars belief.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor. We're in London, Liam. We're going on to the theater. There will be Jugglers again, my favorite. It's summertime. Summertime in London, Liam. The Thames is not turbulent tonight. It's lovely to sit here and contemplate the 21st century. However, we're drawn to Roman stories as well. And one Roman story that's consistent over the 1500 years of the empire in East and West is how we do succession. We skipped that part when we were talking about constitutional order. When we come back, succession Roman style in the first century, in the second century, especially after the second century ends, Roman style succession is vivid. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.